Wellness spaces are not welcoming to Black, Indigenous, and people of color. According to the wellness group Women of Color Remake Wellness and resilience educator Kamal Minas. On December 19th, Minas shared a multi-part Instagram post outlining how wellness spaces are unwelcoming to BIPOC. She pointed out that wellness spaces in North America have been co-opted by white people who have created wellness practices for themselves. In her Instagram post, Minas said, "Let's continue to demand more diversity and inclusivity in the wellness space. You deserve to feel well, you deserve to feel respected, and you deserve to feel understood." The ostracization in wellness spaces is what inspired the creation of the Ottawa organization Women of Color Remake Wellness. Here is Cassandra Pierre on her work with the group.
So, Women of Color Remake Wellness, it was founded by Beatrice to basically hone in a safe space for women of color in Ottawa to find comfort in one another and just to find resources. I saw them on Instagram and I thought that was very interesting because growing up, obviously, especially in Ottawa, I feel like we lacked resources for people of color. So especially during the pandemic and like everything going on with Black Lives Matter, I thought it was like a breath of fresh air. And then when I saw that they were looking for people to volunteer for them, I was like, you know what? I want to make a difference in my community, so why not apply?
Can you give me some specifics about how you noticed the lacking resources for people of color?
I feel like personally, I've never had a person of color, for example, like as a doctor, and sometimes there'll be cultural aspects that would clash because I'm Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So sometimes like when I'm sick or I don't feel well, I feel like certain people don't take it as seriously, or they're just like, oh, like these people are known to exaggerate. So like I've been told to drink water and like go to sleep when I really wasn't feeling well. So just things like that. Also, like for, like, let's say exercise places, I know that now it's more and more popular, but like I've never seen like Black personal trainers or like a Black owned gym or a Black owned nail salon or like a Black esthetician or OBGYN, just stuff like that.
So can you tell me a bit about like the difference in experience that it makes, like, you know, seeing yourself represented in these spaces?
I feel like you feel more comfortable because although sometimes the spaces aren't meant, like their intent isn't meant to ostracize you, that's how you feel. Like you don't like being like the only person that looks like you in a certain space. You always feel comfortable when you're like, okay, this person looks like me. Therefore, like if something were to happen, like I know people weren't like point their finger at me or like treat me different or like as a other.
So what changes do you want to see then to specifically show that this is not, you know, a white only or, you know, catered to a specific group activities?
I feel like people, well, on our end as BIPOC people just have an open mind and like if you see something, try to invite your friends. So it kind of like you open a conversation around that so people can acknowledge that this is now a safe space for you to be in. And then for the organizers, just to have like different days for different people, you know, you could be like, this is yoga, but you could have like, oh, like Black women doing yoga or people of this ethnicity doing yoga. That way you're just like, okay, like I'm comfortable in this space and maybe I'll do it more on my own time.
For CHUO-FM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.